Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
Welcome to the podcast. This is Chris Crane. I want to welcome you today to a very special episode that we have. And I have with me in the studio two very special guests. It's an honor to have Anel Rabana and also David Inestrosa. And they're fantastic ministers and leaders. And we're going to talk for a moment about ministry and worship and how we're impacting cultures with the gospel. And first of all, I wanted to welcome you, Anel. You are now a brand new director of Hispanic Mobilization at the International Mission Board. Congratulations on your new role, Anel.
Thank you, Chris.
Tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing with the IMB.
Well, one of the things that I'm going to be doing is what the Lord allowed me to start here in Alabama and multiply it across the nation, which is mobilizing Hispanics to be active participants in the Great Commission locally and globally.
That is fantastic. I was reading the 2020 census data. It says that 62.1 million Hispanics are in the United States. And, you know, there's so many here that are saved. They're born again. They're serving the church. But you're saying they need to be mobilized. So what does that look like?
Well, for the IMB, our goal is for 2025 to send 500 missionaries a full-time career. And out of those 500, we are praying that we can send some Hispanics, be it 70 to 100 Hispanics.
That is fantastic. What is the leadership development piece of that? Anel, that just really, it's. I'm curious about that. How are you guys pouring into Hispanic leaders to get them ready to do this amazing task?
Well, we encourage them to have global missions conferences and encounters, and through that we develop the leaders. We get the speakers to talk to them about praying, giving, and going.
Fantastic. Well, you know, with 14 million Southern Baptists, and around 40,000, 45,000 churches, it's amazing to see how the Southern Baptist Convention is becoming more multicultural, and that now more of our church plants are non-Anglo predominantly. And that's fantastic. I'm excited about that. And that brings me to David. I want to thank you for leading worship here in the state of Alabama. Many folks may not have met you, but I've heard you sing, and you're awesome.
Well, thank you so much. It's been an honor being able to lead worship for many congregations and events here in Alabama.
Well, you do a great job. I know your role is it's multi-pronged. You're coaching and helping worship teams and worship leaders. You're pouring into churches. You're helping to grow them in the area of worship. What does that look like?
Well, it can look like many different things. For example, the more important part, you know, I like to think of it as, you know, having discipleship-focused ministries. And so, you know, that part looks like, you know, you go in and you mentor worship leaders and worship teams to keep the Lord at the forefront of everything that they are doing, and that everything else is like the icing on the cake, you know. And but then on the more technical part of things, you know, I will go to places and you know, I will teach some musicians that use their talents, some from very little experience and some more experience. Wherever they are, I will try to be able to mentor them and help them learn some things that can help them to more effectively serve the Lord. And then on the media side of things, you know, I'll go to churches and help them to be able to get the best use out of the equipment that they have, or some of them don't have much equipment or need some upgrades. So I will help them to take a look around and see what they could do within their capabilities to have, you know, perhaps better means to get the gospel out there in a more effective way.
That's fantastic, David. I wish I had had you in my life, you know, earlier on when I didn't have anybody to help me with those different things. So thank you for what you're giving and what you do. And I'm just curious, how do you know Anel?
Well, I met Anel in 2019. The first time I came in contact with him was at a multicultural event called Día de Hispanidad, Hispanic Heritage Day. We're going to have one of those on the 22nd of October, by the way. If anybody wants to come, it's going to be at Valladolid Church. Lunch for everybody who shows up at 12, and then the celebration at 1 p.m. So that was the first time I saw him. And then probably a few weeks later after that, we met as I was participating in a soccer tournament with my home church that he was helping out with.
Fantastic. So you know well that Anel's, he's a guitarist and a vocalist. So you guys are just bringing all kinds of talent into the studio today. I wish I'd planned ahead and we could have had you do a song for us, but we appreciate how you use your talent for the Lord Jesus Christ, David.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, maybe we will not be doing a song this time, but that just means that we'll have to come back.
Well, you know, I know some of our listeners, they are in a monocultural church. They predominantly Anglo or all Anglo or maybe all African-American. About a third of the churches in our network here are predominantly African-American, and we do have churches that are Spanish-speaking or Hispanic, Latino, and that we have a lot to learn from each other. So, Anel, would you kind of help us understand something? What is it that maybe you could help your Anglo brother understand more about Hispanic culture, Hispanic church, even within our SBC family? Anything that comes to your heart?
Absolutely. There are several aspects. One of them is that on its majority, they're an oral culture. And when you work with oral cultures, the methodology of teaching is different. It's more storytelling. It's more stories that have been passed down from generation to generation. Another part of the Latino culture is you have to earn their trust before they participate with you. And I've encountered that many times with students, with churches, that as soon as we earn their trust and they know what we're about, it doesn't matter their size, they are willing to give whatever they have for the sake of the gospel.
That's fantastic. That's very helpful because I, you know, my teaching style even is more, I would say, Pauline. I'm going down a list. I'm teaching a series of truths or what have you. But you're telling me that in order to embrace maybe some in the Hispanic culture, it might be helpful to think about that, the oral culture, the storytelling.
Yes.
That's good. You know, I have to ask you, David, what's different for someone that has never been to a worship service unlike their own? What would they find different about going to worship in a church that's predominantly Hispanic?
Well, the first thing, you know, as you enter the door would be the language, for sure.
Sure.
But, you know, after getting through the language, you know, there are some things that are very similar. You know, we are all brothers in Christ, so the spirit and the devotion to the Lord is always there. But it is expressed in different ways, although in similar ways at the same time. What do I mean by this? You know, they will be singing in worship, but, you know, perhaps some of the genres of music that you will hear, you know, they might sound a little bit more similar to what you would hear in the background music when you're going to a Mexican restaurant. You
I
know?
See.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, things like that.
That's fantastic. And I have learned so much just from being around people who come from different heritages and backgrounds. And I've always wondered, and maybe you guys could shed some light on this, either one of you. Some talk about integrating into culture or assimilating into culture. What terms or maybe outlooks do you prefer as you talk about how we all can share something in common, but yet we're all different? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, from a cultural perspective, the work of being intercultural, meaning means we participate in each other's culture and we learn from each other's culture. Now, for that, you have to have an open mind to understand that every culture is different. There's no culture that is better than the other one, which is ethnocentrism, mm-hmm. but that all cultures are different and bring something to the table. When missionaries go overseas, after being in the field for a few months, they come to what they call a culture shock when they realize this is way different than what I'm used to, way different than my culture. And now it's up to me to either accept it and learn from it so that I can minister effectively, or denounce this and go back to the States. And in most cases, they accept the difference in culture. Now, if we bring that back to the States, as we partake with other cultures and we have joint services and all these kind of things, chances are that there will be some culture shock in the way we do things. The American culture is time-oriented. The Hispanic culture is relationship-oriented. Mm. If you're invited to a Hispanic party or to have lunch or dinner at a house, it is expected of you that you don't leave in 2 hours.
Mm.
In contrast, a Hispanic is invited to an American home, and they bring in their mentality of, it would be rude for me to leave in 2 hours. I need to be prepared to stay here in 5 hours, while the American counterpart is thinking, when are they going to leave? Are they ready to leave yet?
Well, we're not ready for you guys to leave now, David. You guys are incredible. And just in just a few short moments here, I think we broadened our thinking. And I think it's been a blessing for those who are listening today. And I want them to keep up with you guys. So, Anel, how would we continue a conversation with you and the IMB about ministry through the Hispanic community, mobilizing Hispanics? How would they reach out and get more information on what God is doing through the IMB and through you?
Absolutely. They can contact me at my email, which is arobayna, A-R-O-B-A-Y-N-A, at imb.org. And I can share with them about that. And basically what we're trying to help people understand is that it's not enough just to have a Hispanic ministry. It's not enough for them to just become an independent church or self-sustaining church. We have to go beyond that and mobilize them for them to also be part of the Great Commission, be part of giving to the offerings, and be part of sending missionaries to other places.
Fantastic. And David, I know you have a lot to offer to our listeners regarding worship, regardless of culture.
Absolutely.
So how could we contact you?
Yes, sir. You can email me to my email, which is dinestrosa93@gmail.com. So I will now spell it out for you.
Please.
It is D as in David, and then INESTROZA93@gmail.com. Feel free to email me, and if I can be of any blessing to you, and if we can maybe even exchange ideas, you know, we all can learn from one another. I would be glad to be able to stay in touch with the audience who's listening today.
Thank you guys for listening, and certainly we'll put this in the show notes. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Undivided.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.